All right, you are listening to the Cosmic Fury SG podcast. I'm Juan, and on the other line, we have Big Boss Man, Mr. Fias. What's up?
What's up, Ping Pong? It's been a while.
Yes, I try to practice the word you said, what's up, P-Plays.
P-Plays.
Yeah, like I don't even know how that spells, but okay. All right, so we are gonna talk about John Wick.
Yes, chapter 3.
Yeah, man, I know you're definitely a much bigger fan than I am. Like, but I definitely appreciate like John Wick and all the first one until the chapter 3. Every one of them had something to offer, which is Man, before we go forward, as usual, the courtesy spoiler alert, everything in this movie will be spoiled.
Anyway, the movie also out online already, everywhere also out. Already.
Yeah.
Spoil or no spoil.
When was the first time? Do you remember what was the release date? Was it like four months back?
Was it May? I think it was May.
May, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like me, I watched very late. Because, but I still watched it, man. So yeah, like no regrets, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. For me, it's John Wick. The thing is, I usually get updates from my dad, because if I'm a fan of John Wick, right, he's a super fan.
Is it?
He has watched.
In what way?
The first John Wick, I think he watched close to about 10 times.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think a couple times in the cinema, then so many times on TV.
Okay.
Second one also, same thing.
Third one
also, he watched a couple times already, so, yeah.
You know, John Wick has been, not say has been part of Cosmic Fury, but John Wick has been mentioned numerous times during our early days of Cosmic Fury. Yeah. Remember when we did videos at Rashid's house?
Yeah, I remember.
Man, that first John Wick movie, oh my god, what year was it, man? Do you remember?
First John Wick movie, I think it was...
3-4 years.
Close to about 4 years ago?
Hmm.
Yeah, 4 years. Because I remember it's 4 years, then after that, then 2 years was the second one.
Hmm.
Then after that, then I think 2 years, then the third one.
Yeah. And, what do you think, man? What do you think about Chapter 3, Parabellum?
Oh, I don't know where to start.
All right. Because there's so many things that still fresh in my mind.
Mm.
So I had some notes written here. So I guess we're gonna like start off like, what the hell is the meaning of Parabellum? All right. Parabellum is a type of gun which is semi-automatic or a machine gun, which originates maybe in German. So to put it into a phrase directly translated from Latin, which I cannot pronounce for the life of me. But in direct translation,
I think I have it. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Simis pasem parabellum.
Well, we have failed in pronouncing Korean names, so Latin even worse.
Civis pasem, yeah. Civis pasem parabellum. Parabellum.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it sounds,
It sounds like I'm scolding someone in Tamil, yeah. Civis pasem parabellum.
Some dialect which I never heard before, but okay lah, the attempt is there. So the direct translation of that Latin phrase, if you want peace, prepare for war. So that's exactly the situation John Wick is in, because if you were to remember the stuff that happened in part 2, he killed one of the so-called council members. So
yeah, in the non-kill zone.
Yeah, in the world of John Wick, they kind of like did establish there's a so-called underground assassin kind of a world,
mm-hmm.
and they have rules and everything. So the rule of the hotel, the Intercontinental Hotel, right?
Yep.
That whatever business you have is a neutral ground and no business is to be done within the hotel.
Hotel grounds, yeah.
Yeah, but stuff happens, situation happens, and John Wick had to kill one of the council members.
Yeah.
And because of that, his status is a rogue, right? What was the status? Decommissioner or something. What was the word?
Excommunicado.
Yeah. So basically in basic terms it's like he's a marked man.
Mm.
He's like what was the amount that his bounty was at? 14 million.
14 or 40 million.
Yeah, that's the amount of money that should have been spent on Swamp Thing, but I mean they put it on John.
Oh my god, yes, yeah.
That money should have went to Swamp Thing, but instead it went to John Wick's head. So okay.
Maybe to suggest to the creative team or the production team behind Swamp Thing to get the John Wick head. Production.
Yeah, my train of thought just connected something. The thing that made it funny, I think they put it on purpose. You know why? Because like John Wick, Keanu Reeves was Constantine at one time, and the best friend of Swamp Thing is actually Constantine in the comics. You know?
Oh shit!
That could have been connected or just coincidence. I don't know. Just saying it out. Just
yeah, probably. Yeah. You know, all this hidden.
Yeah.
Subtle terms and points and views.
Yeah, the connections is there. But the starting scene. What do you think about the starting scene? He already like started to run. There's like no introduction to anything. It's just like if you want to know why he's running, you have to see the part two.
Part two, yeah, exactly.
Starting really running already. And with his it's a pit bull, right? The dog.
Yeah, it's a pit bull.
Yeah, and somehow suddenly the underground world that he's in started to personify in taxi drivers.
Yeah, crazy.
And what do you think about the cast, man?
I think the cast for the movie was good. I mean, besides the characters that came back, you know, the manager the Intercontinental and the concierge guy, what's his name?
Lance Reddick. Lance Reddick. Yes. But his character, I forget his name. But the director for the Intercontinental, Ian McShane,
yes.
Yeah. The guy, I don't know, if he ever becomes a voice actor, right? He's fucking perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
The amount of bass in his voice, like
yeah, I mean, even like in American Gods and
yeah,
and all, he appeared in Game of Thrones also, right? With the Hound, remember?
Oh yeah, that's that's like a many seasons ago, yeah.
Yeah, was it many seasons or was it like two seasons ago? I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, Game of Thrones has been on for many years, so it feels like a long time. And true. And another returning cast member, Lawrence Fishburne.
Hey, of course.
I think it's a bit more badass in this chapter 3. Chapter 2 is a bit more like, you know, like coming
chapter
in.
Chapter 2, he was just playing with his bird.
Yeah, most of the time. with his flying pigeons, flying rats. But yeah, chapter 3, I felt he's a bit more badass.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There were a few characters that I actually enjoy. Like, Lawrence Fishburne in the third one, like what you say, he's like way better, way badass. And also, I like Angelica Houston. I thought she was quite cool for that character. Like,
she really, you can feel. I felt like, you know, there's this character who's like a director for like Russian assassins, like
exactly,
like freaking dangerous, yeah, like, you know, but still, I mean, there are other council members like far more powerful than her, but I mean, for her own character, like I felt like she's really into the role, like
And like, she has that look, no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
and, okay, and you know the thing is, right? Okay, here's like a trivia. You know the guy, there was one scene where just before he met Angelica Houston character, right? He went to the library, remember?
Yeah, you're gonna talk about the tall guy?
Yeah, he's actually a basketball player, NBA player.
Really? Oh, really? I didn't know.
Boban Marjanovic. He plays for, was it LA Clippers? Or did he move? I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay. He's as tall as the library racks. So.
Yeah. Okay, he's huge. He's about 7 feet, 7 feet five or 7 feet six. I can't remember.
Yeah, comparing to Keanu Reeves' height, he's like Andre the Giant. So,
but Keanu Reeves used a book to kill him, last year.
Yeah, lah. Use the book so thick, punch him in the head. So, that one damn creative. I mean, there's a lot of scenes in John Wick 3 that I guess is freaking creative. I mean, the director, what's the guy's name? The director, Chad Stahelski.
Correct.
His career, the longest career as a stuntman. So I guess being a stuntman and involving in a lot of like action movies, I guess he really pulls strings to get people in Chapter 3.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I can't remember like comparing to the first one and the second one. Like, is there more star power? Would you say that in Chapter 3?
Yeah, there's definitely way more star powers. I mean, you even got our favorite Iron Chef.
Mark Dacascos! Beers! Hey, oh man.
Oh man.
Like, Mark Dacascos, like, is, I think, is interesting villain. Even though he's trying to kill John Wick, but he still wants a little bit of like respect and like approval from John Wick, which is kind of funny at the same time.
That's true.
You remember that fight scene near to the end where he was going against John Wick and it's like, hey John, what you think? It was a good fight. Then when John Wick was like, yeah, it was all right. Then he's like, that, you know, that minor nod of the head, like that one, I love, sir. So funny, sir. Like dying, you know, on the verge of dying, really, like, yeah, yes, I got approval from John Wick, thank you, yes, then die.
Like fanboy kind of thing, but,
but what's his ninja group thing? Do they have a name for his group?
The one I can't remember, man.
But I know they're super deadly, like fucking ninja suddenly out of like the top of the shelf.
The two guys from the raid last year.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Let me try to attempt to pronounce their name by not butchering. The other one, one guy is Sesep Arif Rahman. Okay. The spelling is CECEP. How do you pronounce that?
let me find the name also. Let me try to pronounce it.
You can correct me. I got no problems you correcting me because I myself am confused. The back of his name, Arif Rahman, that one no problem. The front part. Help me out, man. Help me out.
Shit, what's his name,
Sesep. Chep.
Oh, Sesep Arif Rahman.
Okay.
Okay.
You got Indonesian. You got Indonesian drama, right? Go ask him. Go and help. Go call Evan right now.
That one. Quite straightforward. Yayan.
Yayan Rian. So, if you guys don't know, the Arif Rahman is the guy with the mustache, short hair. The other one is the Yayan is the one with the ponytail. So,
Yayan guy, he not bad, freaking in Star Wars lah.
Yeah, yeah.
One week lah.
Somehow, I think they didn't get Iko Uwais. I think because he was involved in the Netflix TV series. I think, I don't know.
Assassin. Woo.
Yeah, if they put him in that movie, I don't know what kind of role he. I don't know. I see if John Wick 4.
Wow, John Wick 4, imagine him.
That was like a fan service.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Like, it's a lot of like power superstars. Like, what about like Halle Berry, man?
Halle Berry, in that movie.
That fight scene, like
the fight scene with the dogs, I tell you, that was that, the highlight of the whole movie for me.
That was creative, freaking
that
creative.
Was super creative, yeah. Who would have thought? My God.
You know, it's like Metal Gear Solid, right? Had like side characters. And this is the movie version of it. Having the dogs, the other game, I guess, that involves a dog to be your companion and actually can fight is Dragon Age. There's an actual dog character you can actually play, lah.
Okay.
For that scene, seeing like all those, like both of the dogs like moving in unison, I say, like, oh, yeah, lah, this thing. Like, it's how the time I'm thinking, is this a real dog or not?
at first I thought it was CGI. Then when I went to watch the behind the scenes and all, I was like, fuck, yeah, it's really, really trained dogs, to do
like,
all this.
Like, super proficient and precise. Like, I don't know how many times they had to, like, take that scene, right? Like, but
probably a lot.
You
know, there was one of the dog scene, the one that Halle Berry was like squatting kind of thing, then the dog ran, jumped on her, jumped to the top, grabbed the guy and pulled him down. I'm like,
that one, like, how, if there's ever like a behind the scenes just to see that segment of the fight, right, I would definitely want to see like how like they coordinate, like, hey dog, go jump up, hey dog, go bite that guy. Then there's one scene where one of the bad guys already got shot down by John Wick, and then the dog was still pulling on the guy's hand, but then the guy was like, okay, I need to keep still, and the dog still pulling on his hand. I was like, I think that's a bit funny for me, because like, oh fuck, how long is this gonna take? Because the dog's still pulling on his hand, like, rrr, 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 then the guy
that scene, that whole dog scene, like, wow, my God, that was amazing. Yeah. Like, you know, the thing is, right, when it comes to John Wick, every movie, right, he always does something, right, or the movie always does something, right, to elevate, you know, like, then you will start thinking, like, fuck, the next one, how is it going to be better than this? You know, the next one, how is it going to be better than this?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Like the first one, the one that I mean, basically the whole movie, like every gunfight scene, like the precision, the movement, the execution, you know, everything was like, wow, spot on. That's where it got us, you know, starting to like, hey shit, this shit is good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the second one was what that actually That was the moment for the movie, like, you know, everybody's like, wow, you know.
The nightclub scene. What's the rapper's name?
Common.
Yeah, the fight where he and Common had in the train, I think.
That fight scene.
One also to me, okay lah, not like make me glued to my seat for a while, like, you know. But one thing, I guess, the thing that I miss, that I wish was in part 3, was that I miss the car. I fucking love the car, the car wasn't in part 3. Like, I think there's too many things going on, so the car, like, okay, like, you've been destroyed too many times, so you take a rest first.
But also, one thing I like about part 3 also, right, there is subtle comedic moments, the starting, I think it was in the starting of the movie where he had the fight scene with the Chinese triad people and all the kind of thing. That, you know, like, oh, you know, throwing the knife and stabbing and all. Then there was one part where the guy was like cringing in pain in the corner. Then John Wick was like, like freaking lepak moment. He just take one axe, he just like overthrow the axe on the head, then yeah. The fellow die. Yeah. Then I'm like, jala funny, yeah.
You know, like,
all these moments are quite cool.
Yeah, the but one thing I am disappointed about the knife fight scene that the intro. Because you know the guy who got stabbed in the eye?
Yeah,
he's Tiger Chen. Tiger Chen has quite a long resume of stuff. He was involved in Man of Tai Chi together with Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
Matrix Reloaded. You know Matrix Reloaded where there's like Neo went to the guy's house and then there's like a lot of martial arts guy and then there's like one Asian dude wearing white color.
Oh yeah.
That's him. Tiger Chen was also recently in a Malaysian like a Navy SEAL kind of a movie called Pascal. So Tiger Chen was also inside that movie like a cameo thing. So I mean Tiger Chen, he was also in what's that movie that had Tony Jaa and
Triple Threat.
Yeah. So like yeah, like quite extensive. Only he's a bit more not so popular as compared to maybe like Donnie Yen or something like, you know.
Because Donnie Yen, siala.
But
Donnie Yen is fucking prominent.
Yeah, but unfortunately in the knife fight scene he ended with a jab in eye. Like
what the hell, yeah, that one.
Because when the fight was going on, I said, "Hey, wait a minute, this is Tiger Chen. Let's see what happens." So I said, "Ah, man." But okay lah. I mean, Tiger Chen, like, I mean, quite close friends with Keanu Reeves, so okay lah.
Yeah.
So, and what else? The cast there's a lot. Jerome Flynn, man, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like Halle Berry's boss, former yeah. boss. But got
but
he, beat in the nuts.
Them, he's them kental this movie. He's them lame.
Yeah, his accent is like, this one change a bit more Arabic.
Hey, you remember? I remember one more scene that I cringe, but it was cool for me.
Which one is it?
The one that the horse back heels with the fella in the head.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. What the fuck, yeah?
That one too convenient like macam he has like the horse like stand by like macam you back kick poop. He did it twice.
But it's crazy like because I've watched John Wick in the movie, right? So before we did this John Wick episode, I actually went to rewatch again. So a lot of few things are still, you know, very fresh in my mind again. But I still remember that horse scene, the fella literally can see the body like bend backwards. Yeah, I'm like, fuck. I was thinking to myself, I say, if this is real, right, it will be so horrible. Yeah,
you know, the thing about the the thing about the horse scene is that when I was watching this, the horse scene, I think I was along the way to work, no? So the managed to the horse scene was when I was still in the train. Mm-hmm. So while watching that specific moment where the guy kena back kick, right, I was like laughing. How is this so convenient that the guy standing behind the horse, I was like pop, then die. Then he did it the second time. I was like, hey.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Two times. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And then the guy is so stupid. Go and stand behind the horse.
No,
like,
but the
like,
second time the guy that the horse kick scene, the second time that it happened, right?
Yeah.
Do you realize that actually the horse kicked him twice?
Is it same guy? Really?
No, different guy, but the horse kicked him twice.
Oh, is it?
Like first time me, second time fuck you.
Siala. Like I was in the train, I was like, you know John Wick, you know, like looking, watching at it, right, then like taking it seriously. Then the moment when the horse thing happened, I was like, what the fuck? It's fucking funny. That one's seriously gimmick, but I mean, of course, you cannot kick by a horse, it's fucking dangerous. You can die for real.
You can die, yeah, exactly.
But the thing, the way...
Now you, well, fuck yeah. The first one already was fucked up, but the second horse kick scene drama, it's like nothing. Like yeah, like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, fuck you, die flat face.
Oh, oh
see, that one Oh my god, it's fucking funny. I mean, fuck lah, but siya lah.
It was, yeah, that's why I say like all these comedic moments.
Oh god. Yeah. See, yeah, like I couldn't stop giggling while in the train. So that scene, fuck you, siya, John Wick, cibai.
Oh man.
Another familiar face from the cast, Randall Duke Kim. In Matrix, he is the key master.
Oh, the doctor, right?
Yeah, I was like, why this guy look familiar under all that beard?
That one, I realized it when I... this one is the Oracle or something, right? Or the key master. They're like, the key master.
Like mentioned before, like Chad Stahelski, the director, being a stuntman in so many movies, even being a stunt double for Keanu Reeves in Constantine. So many things he can pull. Yeah. So getting back, like, it's like getting back old friends.
Basically, exactly.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's why it was, I guess that's why it was easy for Keanu Reeves to work with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But that character, the lawyer lady that keeps coming to him and say adjudicator, yeah, correct.
She's a bitch, man.
Wow, she's fucking annoying. She acted so well that I actually really annoyed you.
You know, she's the one that should have gotten the back kick from the horse. Like three times.
Probably, probably cannot back kick, then fuck, the hair grow again. Because it's bald, right?
I find her bitch, like fuck you, like, you know.
I remember her from Orange is the New Black, because she actually acted in Orange is the New Black.
Sorry guys, I still have yet to watch a single episode from that show, so don't judge me.
It's okay lah. I the latest season also I didn't watch, because I kind of like lost interest in it already.
But I guess she played her character well enough that I think it was intentional for people to hate on her. So and like Ian McShane, he doesn't give two shits about like how she threatens him, like, you know, his powers are gonna be taken away from being the director of the Intercontinental. He's like, sure. And he played his game so well that everybody got caught.
The last part, I was like, wow, fuck.
Yeah.
Nah, backstab.
Yeah, talking about the ending, how it played out, like when Ian McShane shot down John Wick, and I don't know what kind of repercussions, like, you know, I don't know what kind of, I mean, John Wick was like, are you angry? Yeah, I am angry. Then like I don't know whether Ian McShane is gonna get a repercussion from that, you know, being shot. So
yeah, exactly. I think that's where the part 4 comes in. You know what I mean?
And
but do you think they will stop at part 4?
I don't know. Like that's the thing about Hollywood, right? When something is good, sometimes people pressure the people involved to do more of it. So I don't know.
The thing is, I don't mind more of it. I honestly don't mind more of it. But as long as they can keep the action and the plot fresher, then I really don't mind more of it.
Yeah, like I would say John Wick's story is not complicated. It's the most like straightforward like plot. Even for chapter 3, it's basically him running most of the time. It toils around with the underground world that he's involved in, like the world of assassins and expanding on it there's a hierarchy of like people involved in the organization and all that. So but as plot goes, John Wick is not a movie that makes you think about like, hey, is there a conspiracy theory, this and that. There are plot twists, I would say, but it's straightforward. It's not a movie that makes you think so much. Yeah. And the action, the scene, but there's a lot of action. I mean, I don't know, like, if you're an action junkie, John Wick is the franchise for you.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely the franchise for you.
And like, some more what I like. Wow, like, let's talk about Mark Dacascos. Yeah. Hey, siala, this guy was what, selling sushi until the adjudicator, Asia Kate Dillon, that's her name. Then suddenly,
what's her name? Asia Kate Dillon.
Yeah. Why? Yeah, basically her name is Asia.
Asia.
Yeah. So because he was selling sushi and he was going with the Japanese accent, like really Iron Chef.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Remember when I watched it, I was like, is this another episode, Iron Chef?
Then after that, Tozo. Then after that, don't know, I can't remember what she said to him, and then suddenly like, we're interested. I didn't expect you to be so soon. I was like, fuck, suddenly break character. I was like, shit, this guy.
But one thing I thought I expected more was, you know, the scene where John Wick went into the desert to look for like the main guy behind
the big boss.
I thought the big boss would be someone cooler.
I definitely agree. I think you're going for, oh, this one, the big boss, meh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I felt when I saw the boss. I was like, alamak.
You know what would be cool, like, if even though he found the big boss but still don't reveal his face, I guess that would have worked. I mean, at least, you know, for me, I don't know about you, like, but because the moment I saw this guy, I'm not impressed, bro.
Exactly. But the idea of like him like being a faceless person and all that kind of thing, that would be cool in a sense that if they want to further expand the franchise, right, that is something that they can work on. But I mean, now also it's still possible, like they probably can pull off like, oh, he's actually not the big boss, like some other guy is actually the true big boss kind of thing.
The thing that I guess there's a, I wouldn't say a plot hole, but a little nitpicking thing that I kind of like noticed, like, you know, when Jerome Flynn's character said to John Wick that if you need to find the boss, you need to walk into the desert until you cannot walk and then look for the moon or something, some along the lines. And then he found the boss in the Padang Pasir fucking hot afternoon sun. Like, what moon you talking about? So it's fucking hot. That's nitpicking for me, but then again, like, seeing this boss and then you had to cut his finger, like that, so yakuza thing, but like whatever, so
I remember one scene where John Wick was in the Intercontinental Hotel, right? Then the dog was with him. Then the dog was like licking him and all that kind of thing. Then there was the scene where he had a conversation with Mark Dacascos. Then after that, like the whole scene itself, like, you know, like you can see like John Wick being John Wick, you know, the cool guy, all that kind of thing, right? But the Mark Dacascos character, like,
he's like fanboying.
Yeah, that's why. Right. That's it. Right. One part I still remember. Yeah, he said, "We are both masters of death."
Like, so cheesy shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck. Yeah, that's the kind of shit you say in Iron Chef. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
But, but you know what's the fucked up part about it? Not? When, like, he said, what? "Right, we are both the masters of death." Right. You know what? You do remember John Wick's reaction? He never even replies. Yeah, he just look at the door and say, "Sit, stay." There you go. They're like, "Siapa lah root ya?"
You like his like reaction, like, "Kau jangan cepat mah butuh."
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Then the fellow sit down, then stare at the door. I'm like, "What is this?" Yeah,
like silent. Silently got rejected. Then like macam butuh menyanjing.
Sial lah that one.
Yeah lah, but Mark Dacascos, I think, as the villain with his students, uh-huh. What they fucking minimal, like minimal weapons, only knives. They never use guns, right?
Never. All just knives only.
Wow, that one I think is a cool approach to being super dangerous. Like if you can be a villain throughout the entire movie just using a knife, right? You're fucking dangerous. Like you were really Iron Chef, not Iron Chef.
No. You see the thing is right, he used knife in the whole movie, right? Uh-huh. Even you know the part where I think I can't remember which part of the movie, he was sitting down, right? Then next thing you know, right, all of a sudden he said got shaving cream that he's shaving his head. I like what the fuck is going on?
The last part, right? Because the Intercontinental like about to like let loose, then suddenly like, why the fuck are you shaving your head for? And I thought like this, like why?
There's nothing to shave.
Why? What is the point? What is the fucking point?
It's him being Iron Chef. That's what it is. Fucks, yeah, that one. This like what allow it?
And to think, last time when he's younger, he used to be the crow.
Oh yeah. Correct. And after then Brandon Lee, right?
Yeah, and then old lady become like this. Why?
No, even last time also, remember he had one capoeira movie called Only the Strong?
Man, I don't know. What?
Well, that was a long while back, I remember. But that one was he like, oh, freaking serious and all that kind of shit and all.
Only the Strong. Oh, wait, let me... Got any other famous actors on it? I
think he was the famous one there.
You know, all these... guys, like, I mean, last time when they were younger, they like action stars. Like, he's along the lines of the face of like Van Damme, Stallone, all that lah. So, the thing, I see a pattern here, you know, especially like him and Van Damme. You know, when they reach this certain age, right, their characters are very comical. he's in the same boat, like you say, like shaving his head. Why the fuck for? Why?
I remember when the scene came on, I was like, where he get the shaving foam from? Where he shave his why he shaving his head?
Oh god. You say that, I finally remember that, like, fuck, that's so funny. Like, it's out of randomness, like, what's the point?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like all these subtle moments of like ridiculousness.
Yeah. But what do you think about his so-called like disappearing act power? Like, you know, like I think that's kind of cool. Like every time you turn around, he's like not there. Then suddenly he's behind the pillar.
Foo, like freaking Shinobi Dragon Ninja.
Yeah. Oh fuck! This is Mark Dacascos. So many laughing points. More laughing points than serious points.
I like, what the fuck, yeah, this guy. I mean, he's a cool villain, honestly speaking, right? Like comparing the three, like, you know, he and his disciple, the two Indonesian guys.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Indonesian guys are more villainous than him.
Yeah. They really for sure.
He is just a villain that is making a fool out of himself.
You know, there's a... I don't know, like thinking about it, if you were to watch it again, if you were to see his facial reactions, this Mark Dacascos, like, there's a few times he's like trying to hold it in and trying not to laugh. No, sometimes if you observe like his mannerisms, it's between being a fanboy. And sometimes I think he's like, is he trying not to laugh or what? Because there's a little like struggling within the lips. No? Like you try to watch it again, you see his face.
Oh my god!
Like, because he's so comical, his approach to the thing is comedic. I'm sure there's a punchline in his head. But he's trying not to laugh. And Keanu Reeves being all super serious, I'm pretty sure Keanu Reeves also like, "Chee by this guy." So, Iron Chef.
Yeah, you know the thing is like, I remember this freaking Mark Dacascos, right? There's a lot of stupid scenes. Like, another one was like after Keanu Reeves beat up the two henchmen, right? The Indonesian guy, right?
Yeah.
Then he was like walking towards Mark the Cascos. Then the fellow all of a sudden turn off the lights. Then why? After that, he say what though? The next thing he say, wow, I freaking crack up, sir, when I was the second time. He turn off the light, then he say, John, you're incredible. That, what the fuck?
like no more things to write out. Okay, like we just give this out. Like, you
know? He say what though? He say, John, you're incredible. Exhausted. Then I'm like,
like crick 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 crick.
What was it? There was one more thing that he said. It was a three line kind of thing. He said, John, you're incredible. You're exhausted. Obviously in pain.
Yeah, obviously. like how else would you say, right? Other than him bleeding all over, right? like Captain Obvious, Karina.
Oh my god. You see, thing is, right, because of his stupid chef, right, you can never take him serious anymore.
How to take it seriously? Like, yeah, you know, John, you know, we could have been pals. Like, then John, yeah. No. like, oi. Stop it, sir. Okay lah, he's dead. If he comes back in part 4, I don't know what other ridiculous thing he can
imagine. Come back to part 4, right? Then you see John Wick walking in, right? Then he's sitting on the chair shaving his head. Then he's like, John, I'm back. Then after that, incredible question mark.
Fuck you, understand? Fuck you.
Yeah. I, honestly speaking, Mark the Cuscos was a perfect cast for this movie. Yes.
Oh god. Hey, oh, no, by no means this is a disrespect to Mark the Cuscos. I mean, he met props. He is like a very unappreciated, very niche, underrated martial arts person.
Yeah, he is.
But he's a comic relief. He's a type of guy, I don't think he takes himself that seriously. And I think the only time he's
just
taken
chef, yeah, seriously.
I'm sure there's a lot of moments he does it so bombastically that he himself was struggling not to laugh.
Oh, sure. I remember the last scene where John Wick killed him. Then he said that, John, don't worry about me. I just gonna catch my breath.
No, you won't.
Said, I'll catch up to you, John.
No, you won't. Like, fuck you, just die. Kanina, fucking funny, sir.
No, oh, the God. Thing is, like, anytime any movie will cast, like, Mark the Cuscos, like, to be, like, the ultimate villain, like, he cannot. The moment he appear on screen, I'll be like, fuck you.
Someone we haven't seen, Wu Assassins. I don't know how that's gonna play out.
Oh, he's in it also.
Yeah, like Ico. Okay, the thing about Wu Assassins is that Ico, is like the guy who's possessed by an old spirit monk warrior, and the old spirit monk warrior is Mark the Cuscos.
Oh shit!
Like, how, bro? How?
It's a TV series or a movie,
Netflix TV series. I don't know how many episodes is it, but I have yet to watch. So
I also have yet to watch.
Because there's a cheesy vibe to it, so that's why I haven't played the show yet. So,
title, Wu Assassin.
Yeah.
Premise is old warrior, then like reincarnation. Then the old warrior, Mark the Cuscos.
Yeah.
Take serious, I assume.
And then there's a scene of the trailer, I remember, like Ico is like watching him, like looking himself in the mirror, and then while looking himself in the mirror, the only image that comes out is Mark the Cuscos' face. I'm not kidding you, that's part of the trailer. That's fucking like the moment I saw, like, see, but I don't know how okay, I wait for it first, see how. Yeah, it's on Netflix, gentlemen. Please have a look.
Yeah. And let me know how it is.
I think the only time it's taken seriously is only The Crow, or maybe what was the other movie just now you mentioned?
You want to know something fucked up, right? I, after all these things, right, I actually went back, right? Because I used to have the what is that? The DVD of The Crow, the old one, the one with him. I actually went to go on YouTube, right, and watch scenes from the movie. I cannot say. I really cannot take him seriously anymore.
No, it's too late, yeah.
It's too late, already, yeah. You know what would just like freaking bust my balls right now, no? If like there's a movie that comes out, right, and he's like a martial artist, right, that is like in love with a woman and it becomes a romantic movie. Yeah. Fuck, might as well just kill me then.
Well, it could happen. You never know. You never know. Oh god.
Siala.
We wanted to talk more on John Wick.
And
this fucker taking the limelight, but it's okay. He's the highlight of the moment.
Yeah, exactly. He's one of the highlights of the movie, for sure.
Yeah. Well, he's the one that survives the longest in the movie. I mean, being the villain, right? So most of the guys don't survive so long.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly speaking, like, I think all the characters did what they are, you know, supposed to do, lah.
What is your favorite fight scene? Like, if you had to choose, like, top three, like what's your favorite?
For you, for part three or like the whole franchise?
Yeah, for part three.
The dog fight scene, for sure. That one, like, literally is my fave for the movie. So yeah.
I guess for me, I don't know whether I should put top three, but if top two, I will put the number one. Number two will be the dog fight scene. Number one is when he was going against the two Indonesian guys.
Oh, okay.
I guess, like, I mean, for you, the dog fight scene, I can totally agree with you, is badass. Like, it really step up, like, what cinematic action scenes can push for. But for me, choosing the part where he went up against the two Indonesian guys is like, they really respected John Wick as a big time assassin fella. Like in their own language in Bahasa, like, hey, you know, it's John Wick. Like, we're going against John Wick. So that itself is like, it's comical. But it's also like kind of a bit of a badass. Like they respect him that much not to kill him easily. They can. And John Wick had to beat their ass with a belt and did a suplex through the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is fucking badass. And then like that scene just before John Wick, you know, like, he was so-called like about to finish them off, but he didn't. And I think that sets up for if they were to return in part 4, because they like, okay, I like so-called John Wick decides not to kill them, and then they like macam stepping sana, like, oh, fainted. Then what was the thing that John Wick said to them in Bahasa also? Something was selamat bertemu or something in a sense, like it was a pleasure to meet you, in a sense.
Yeah.
To me, that one is like, I don't know. I felt like it was badass. Like obviously these two guys are actual martial artists. They could have easily beat the shit out of John Wick. And John Wick like persevere on with just brute force. This is fucking funny. Yeah.
But the thing is, one thing I'm looking forward to is, like for part 4 is how I think in part 4 the Lawrence Fishburne character will play a huge role. Because he didn't die, what, you know, he just came back like all cut up and whatnot,
getting 7 cuts. After 7 cuts, I thought like, okay, that's the end of him. Then suddenly he returned in the end, like, wait, this guy, oh, suddenly becomes Scarface. You can't kill the king.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't kill the king. Exactly.
Yeah, and oh yeah, the his one of his henchmen, the guy the one with the like very big beard. The guy was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, yeah.
The moment I saw his face, like this guy. Okay, less psychotic compared to the show. So
yeah, he was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Then he was on this animation on Netflix called Big Mouth.
Oh, is it?
He's one of it. He's the kid, the one that has a fetish for pillows and have sex with them.
What?
Yeah. By the way, if you haven't watched Big Mouth, go watch it.
Oh God,
it's like imagine a hilarious take of kids going through puberty, and they have this thing called the puberty monster that would tell them like, "Hey, this one, or you should jack off, or you should do this, or should you do that." It's pretty crazy, yeah. And 2 seasons already. So yeah.
Okay, sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
Puberty monster. Is that like a devil or something?
It's a devil looking thing that is like an imaginary friend. So like everybody have their own puberty monster.
What?
So like the main character is this boy who's voiced by Nick Kroll. So he then there was another guy which is the one that's the henchman for the Lauren Fishburne character. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Shit.
Yeah, man. Cannot remember. So
basically, yeah, go check out Big Mouth. It's funny. Yeah. Brainless so, funny. Yeah. So yeah.
So yeah, part 4, the return of Lawrence Fishburne and his so-called underground kingdom of networks. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe if they use dogs, maybe they can use killer pigeons. I don't know. Like killer pigeons as suicide bombers, you never know. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. Anything is possible in the John Wick universe.
Yeah, like I don't know, Chad, if you're listening, you know, you can use pigeons as flying too fast and then poking people in the eye. Just saying.
shit.
Like I don't know, like bring back the car. I love the car.
I think bring back the car would be a really good idea.
And not destroy it in the like the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And what else?
I think the fourth one, not only Lawrence Fishburne play a big character, I think the Halle Berry character also same thing, because she betrayed her boss as well.
Yeah.
And she ran away as well. So it's like all these like outcasts I think somehow will come together. Yeah. If they decided that the fourth one will be the last one, then I think they will definitely bring every element together to finish it off.
But the Jerome Flynn character, he didn't really die. He only got his nuts cut off, so he could return, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean,
he could return as a cross dresser, and they call him the eunuch.
That's so Game of Thrones, man.
Yeah.
What you call it? Eunuch?
Yeah, the eunuch.
I thought it's an
eunuch. Eunuch or eunuch?
I think it's eunuch. Because
are
it's
you serious?
It's E-U-N-U-C-K. Eunuch.
E-U-N-U-C-H
lah? C-H, eunuch.
Oh shit. Oh, this one I keep thinking is eunuch here.
It's okay lah. We butchered Korean names and Latin phrases, so it's okay. See, I even choked on it.
Oh, it's pronounced as eunuch.
Eunuch. Oh, really? I heard a what you call it, a Buddhist person call it as eunuch. I don't know. Different parts, I think different pronunciation, but yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Like what else? What else would you like to see if part 4 ever comes? Like another 2 years, I guess.
I'm thinking another 2 or 3 years.
But
I mean, I honestly, the thing is, right, John Wick is probably like the only movie that you cannot foresee how they gonna elevate the like the fight scenes and all that kind of thing. Because I like now, honestly, if you tell me to like what do you think, like, or imagine like a particular, like how the new fight scenes and all gonna be? I can't say. Besides the fact that I can say it's gonna be precise and very like choreographed, like to the precision, crazy precision. But other than that, I don't know. I have to see what this chat fella will come up with.
Yeah, like the director being the stuntman, one thing I guess he did learn, I don't know if this is a correct thing or not, but I think Jackie Chan movies, right, set a certain standard for fight scenes, like all the choreography and all that. Like one thing I learned by watching the documentaries of Jackie Chan, all that, the difference between his movies and some of the action movies, like his movies are, I think, incorporated in shows like Daredevil and especially like John Wick the series. Camera angle is always far and like so-called like wide screen where everybody's in one shot. Meaning to say, like, it's always like it looks like it's like one take, but the camera angle is always like far pan. And it's only like when during like real impact shots, right? That's when the camera angle zooms in. So meaning to say, like, that kind of thing is like showcasing only the actors, and you very hard to see like stunt doubles. So when you see like John Wick thing, right? Like especially their fight scenes, it's always like one long take, but one angle, but very wide angle, and you only see those actors in it. And you know that, it's the actors are not a stunt double.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess, for Chad Stahelski, I think he kind of like incorporated that kind of discipline from like all those Jackie Chan movies. Like even Jackie Chan, he himself like mentions like in his movies, right? I mean, the studio has the budget to like support him, because the difference between his Hong Kong movies and his Hollywood movies, there's a vast difference, because Hong Kong movies can support him financially to do gazillions of takes just for that one scene. And for Jackie Chan, being the perfectionist for his craft, keeps on doing it, even though he saw like 10 times, he will do it 10 times, 20 times or whatever it is, just to get the scene right. Keep on doing. And then when he does his Hollywood stuff, the Hollywood studios don't have the time and money to support that kind of scene. So that kind of discipline, right, I guess it can be seen in John Wick. So if part 4 ever comes along, I would definitely hope that kind of like a visual style sticks the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And like, okay, like Keanu Reeves in part 3, I would say certain scenes he does, it feels, when I watch it, it feels fatigue. Apart from him running constantly throughout the movie, right? So of course, lah, obviously he's in pain. I don't know, it's either he's playing his character or Keanu Reeves is old. Keanu Reeves is what, like near what, 55 or something?
Really? So, he's that old?
He's in his 50s, but I can't remember 51. So he's like, I think, the same age as Michael Jai White. I don't know, I can't say for sure. And
he's 55 lah.
I think that's around the same age as Michael Jai White, the guy in Spawn.
And he was born in Lebanon.
Yes. And so yeah, John Wick, yeah, chapter 3, there's a few scenes where you can really see his fatigueness. Yeah, not sure, is it part of the character or like Keanu Reeves like being old, so it's a bit hard to move when you're 50. But then again, as the Iron Chef has stated, obviously he's in pain. So so it could be either one of those things. Or he could come back and, you know, John Wick beating the shit out of the, you know, the top boss, because he's so unglam in the hot petang sun.
I have a feeling that the the desert boss, hot boss. I don't think that's like the main boss. I think that's it's someone else. I seriously think it's someone else.
I just had this thought in my mind. I don't know if it's funny to you or not, but you know, imagine because they get so many like so-called star power in chapter 3. Imagine they getting Salt Bae in part 4 and he's like one of the desert henchmen and got the shit beat out of him or something. I don't know, I'll be laughing like fuck, Sel.
Sel, that would be hilarious. Yeah.
He's like the real boss. That instead of Salt putting Bae. Salt, he put sand.
Siala.
Fuck me, why did I think of him? Okay, they got Iron Chef in part 3. They could have get another.
They got Iron Chef, they can get Salt Bae, anything is possible, yo.
Yeah. Like Gordon Ramsay, the weapons maker, I don't know, like.
Okay, I think this might be going a bit too far. <I think. laughs>
Hey John, fuck you, John, fuck you. Fucking Christ, fuck you, John.
This is raw, John. Raw.
Are you a potato, John? Are you?
Oh shit, yeah.
Fucking hell. So yeah, like to those who are listening, hopefully you are entertained by Mark Dacascos and his shenanigans. So, he was definitely the highlight, most of the highlights in John Wick for us, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
And what kind of rating would you give? Like I saw a rating from IMDb is about 7 out of 10, and Rotten Tomatoes, I can't remember how much was it.
90%.
90+. Wow, stark difference.
For me, let's say out of five. I give it a 4.
Yeah, I'll give it a 4 as well. Like there's certain plot holes, like when some, but it's minor lah.
Yeah, exactly.
But overall, that seriously, you remind me of that horse scene. I cannot.
The second horse. Now, if you want, you go back and rewatch the second horse. Kick me, then kick fuck you.
Like the sudden death, like macam, then that's it, no. That was it, like. Oh god. Even the knife scene, at least got like macam there's a bit tension, like oh kena hit the hand, the arm, and then finally the blow to the head, then die. But the horse one is like there's no follow-up, just die.
You know what would be a perfect ending to the movie, not like for the movie, yeah.
Right.
You know the scene where Mark Dacascos dies, right? But actually, like, he dies from a horse kick.
Then, oh god, that'd be too sudden for him. So.
Then you know, remember I was saying the last scene, he was saying that, oh, I can catch my breath, John, don't wait up, right? So imagine he said that, I can't catch my kick in the face. That's it. Right?
I can imagine the awkwardness that happens, like tak ada closure, so I just like die. And that's it.
Die, that's it. Like after that nobody talks about him, that kind of thing. He's just there. Like there'll be scenes where they're like they're walking around and all that, but he's still just there.
God, oh my god, like fuck you, Sel.
What the cast calls are, fuck you.
Then some more, his name in the movie is Zero.
You know why they call it Zero?
Why? <Oy.
laughs> Because he, okay, this doesn't make sense, so never mind, forget it. They should call him 8. Because he's bald, right? So usually they will call bald people 8-ball, right? So call him.
Fuck off, bro. Oh, wait. There's another stupid line. Especially when the dog was like licking John Wick at the couch and they relaxing inside the hotel, right?
Mm.
Like you said, it sound like he say when he switched off the light, like John, you're in pain. Like obviously you're in pain, right? Mm. Before that, he got say something stupid, no?
What is it?
The dog already licking John, and then he can still ask him, "Is that a dog? He likes you." Of course, he's a fucking dog, lah. Me, I'm
say
a
that?
Yes. I'm a cat person myself. Then if there's not a dog, it's a what? Otter? Chihuahua? Like, yeah, okay, Chihuahua's a dog, but like, yeah, of course it's a dog. What else? It'll be a horse, right?
Oh my god.
There's two things though, that comes to mind, like you're in pain, obviously. Like, is there a dog? He likes you. Of course it's a dog! What? Oh my god.
What the cast calls, huh? Fucking hell. Anyways, let's wrap this up because we will never stop talking about Mark Dacascos. Because
you are a highlight in our lives. So,
yeah.
We will try to catch Wu Assassins in the next come. So.
Wu Assassin. Imagine in the movie he say, like literally, the part where he looks in the mirror, then he see like, Cascos, right? The echo.
Yeah.
After that, then he say, "My name is Wu. I'm assassin." I'll be like, "Fuck you!"
Like at this point of time, if he did say that, I'm like not surprised. I mean, like, oh, dude, stop your shit, man.
Anyways. For those who haven't catched John Wick 3, please do go watch it. It's really worth every...
I think I'm having a migraine. my the temple of my head kind of hurts a little bit. God. My brain. My brain. Okay. Okay, I think
we shall end this segment of review for John Wick 3. Thank you, Mark Dacascos.
Supposed to be thanking Keanu Reeves, but Mark Dacascos takes the limelight for this. So.
Just for shaving your head for no fucking reason. Thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, pretty much we have said what we wanted to say for John Wick. Thank you, Mr. Fierce, for chiming in the obviousness of the villain.
No problem.
Okay, you can check out John Wick online. It's downloadable. Online, yeah. It's yep. Pretty much everywhere. You can pay for it or you can download it, do whatever you want. Check out John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. So any last words?
My name is Wu. I'm a sassy.
No! Stop! Alright, that's it. That's it from us, man. I'm one, and the other line is Mr. Big Boss, Mr. Fias.
Ciao, ping pong.
Alright, this is Cosmic Fury SG Podcast. Ciao!
Ciao!